This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, sunny fall day. It's really nice outside, actually. Not a cloud in the sky. It's supposed to be nice and warm this week. Be careful out there. High fire danger. PG&E's threatening again.
Yeah, they are.
Part of the show is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rate, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. All right, let's hop into the trash here. Don't forget that for Halloween, we're going to be doing a live show from the Winchester Mystery House. That's just a stop by. That's not a secret show. That's not something that you need a ticket for. Put on your costume. If you want to enter the costume contest, I guess we're going to have those ongoing. There'll be a few prizes for costumes because we're going to have a different audience each break. Mm-hmm. We only have so many places in the room. Yeah. So join us. We've done them at the Winchester Mystery House in the past. It's really fun. It's a cool place to do it. Organic Koo is going to come by, which is exciting. They're going to be feeding us Psycho Donuts. I like. Don't they have like a bacon peanut butter one
they
or something?
They got a bunch of crazy stuff.
So good. Psycho Donuts. Thanks for helping us. Help us out. Help us out. Okay, we're going to start with the Billboard 200. These are the album charts. And as you know, they aren't based on anything real anymore. They're based on physical sales, which are a minuscule part of what people are doing now. They're based on physical sales plus every 10 singles downloaded count as one album. And then streaming numbers, however many times something is streamed. I don't know, a million streams counts as one album. I don't know how many. I don't know what the metric is.
It's weird that you see, I mean, young artists all want to make records and they're excited to be artists and making music. Older artists, I think I just read Sheryl Crow's like, this will be my last album because streaming killed making records. Mm-hmm. And so I won't be making any more of them.
Right. Doesn't mean she's never going to put records, I mean, songs out because she'll add them to whatever the Sheryl Crow stream is.
It's still weird to hear someone who's made a living making records say, I won't be making records anymore.
That's not really where it's at. The weird thing, too, is that in a way, music's more immediate. People turn these things around and you don't wait for their album to come out. They just immediately start streaming it.
Well, that Miley Cyrus song about her marriage is shocking.
Came out the day after we found out about her marriage.
I know. I've never, honestly, I can't give you an example of a song that came out in like while that was in the headlines.
Mm-hmm. What about like, who was with Pete Davidson? Ariana Grande?
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, that came out.
Thank You Next came out almost immediately after they broke up. And they do eventually, some of these artists eventually put an album out, but it does seem like they're just dropping everything as they make it. And even Miley was talking about that stupid song that Cody Simpson, that's her new boyfriend or whatever he is, her new boy toy, the hot chonch. She said, if you don't put this out, I'm going to get on Spotify and put it out for you. Like, it's just so immediate now. So anyway, here we go with the charts. And they say, you know, however many copies of a record sold, and really what it is equivalent copies. Young Thug's in 10th place, which is great. So Much Fun, it's called. Here it is. About 33,000 equivalent copies. Turn this up. It's amazing. You sound so tired. I'm just real tough. I'm talking real soft. At number 9 is Chris Brown, He Bites Chicks. Indigo is the name of the record. At number 8 is Billie Eilish, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? 34,000 copies. Debuting in 7th place is Wale. Wow, that's crazy. Sold 38,000 copies. That actually sounds like Chris Brown. But, you know, they all have guests. It's hard to even... It seems like every song is a collaboration.
Yes. I mean, it's a smart thing to do.
Sure. So that's the Wale record, debuted in seventh place. Taylor Swift's Lover sold another 44,000 copies. You need to calm down. I actually really like this record. I've listened to the whole thing a bunch of times, which I wouldn't say I'm a giant Taylor Swift fan. I think she's fine. And I didn't like that last album. Like, I listened to the whole thing all the way through once and went, I never need to look. This one, though, there's a couple. So there's a song on there called I'm the Man. If I Was the Man. It's great. I love it.
Better than this one?
Yeah. Oh. This is the worst song in the album. Oh. It's a great album.
I think she's the biggest pop star in the world.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Like, she's a super... I don't go in for Katy Perry much. I think Taylor, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hit play on any of it, but as far as, like, pop, she's a super talent, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Anyway, it's at sixth place now. Lil TJ debuts in fifth place.
With Lil TJ?
Lil TJ. 45,000 copies.
What are these guys going to stop with the Lil thing? What's the deal with that?
They stop as soon as they hit about 25. They feel like Lil's.
You know. Get it.
True to Myself, it's called. Wow.
That song makes me nervous.
I know.
I swear, my hands immediately started sweating right now.
He sounds so young to be using
he's
such
18.
Horrible.
He's 18. Oh.
So he's still Lil.
Hell, Lil.
Lil TJ. DaBaby. Someday he'll be adult. Now he's DaBaby. He sold 55,000 copies of his album Kirk
and
for
he's 27. Oh, so I think he's too old
DaBaby.
To use.
Yeah, DaBaby's got to go. Well, he's he's got baby in his name. I mean, you know, it's just tough when you name yourself something that just isn't going to work in 10 years.
Whatever happened to Ray Shrimmerd? Where's that guy?
I don't know.
I like that kid.
Is that a guy or is that a band?
No, I think Ray Shrimmerd is in a band called... What's the name of the band?
Oh, I know this.
You know it. I know you know it.
Forget. He had that. They had the really big hit.
They're called the Black Beatles.
Yeah, Black Beatles.
But that's not the name of the band. That was the name of the record.
That's right.
Those guys were good. What happened to those guys?
Yellow.
Was it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Ray Shrimmerd is a... I think it's a... I don't know. I can't remember.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Clearly, they've broken up and they're not doing any more music.
But DaBaby isn't. He's at number four.
Well,
at number
three
is someone named Summer Walker. 78,000 copies of Summer Walker's record Over It.
This song is called Girls Need Love, featuring Drake. So I knew you'd want to hear Drake, so I have that part ready if you want to.
How do you know me so well?
Well, you know, it's all the collaborations here. Here it is. Keep your pants on, Sarah.
I'll try, Bryn. I mean... Sometimes my clothes fly off involuntarily when I hear Drake's amazing voice. Oh, boy. Just listen to that. This dude, please. It's one of the seven greatest enigmas of the world. How is this guy famous? Oh. This guy, no. It's like you're back and just ready to torture. At number two is the new Post Malone record. This is a good one. Hollywood's Bleeding. 99,000 copies of Post Malone. Oh, yeah. This is Ozzy singing on a Post Malone song.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
This is the best thing Ozzy's done in 15 years. So good. Oh, it's good. So that's off Post Malone's record, Hollywood's Bleeding. And brand new, at number one, Young Boy Never Broke Again is the name of the artist. AI Young Boy 2. Sold 110,000 copies.
Who?
AI Young Boy. No, sorry. Young Boy Never Broke Again. That's his name. That's better than all the other ones. Congratulations, Young Boy Never Broke Again. 110,000 equivalent units.
Ray Shrimmerd is the name of the band. It's two brothers.
Oh.
Slim and Sway.
Oh.
And the hit was Black Beatles, just for the record.
Wait, so many elements in there. So many.
I know. I was confused. I shouldn't have even said anything.
It doesn't matter. Where is Ray Shrimmerd?
Clearly living on their money.
Bring back rock. Quentin Tarantino is in the news today. His Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I feel like at some point I got to give another chance. I can't believe.
I hate your review of that movie.
I hate it too. Vinny, I'm a huge Quentin fan. I go and see the movie and I just went... I can't believe I'm going to walk out of this movie.
I don't get it. Did you go in hungry? What was people bothering you?
Well, we went in 2 hours early is what we did.
Yeah, you know, because Hooman goes.
You were there 2 hours early?
Not 2 hours early, but we were there early. And because Hooman is all over you. Like, you guys got to get here at a certain time because we got to get these seats. Meanwhile, the place is half empty. And then sitting right next to Bryn is this, like, huge... It was hot in there, too.
It was really hot.
Really hot in there. And this guy, not bathed in days. I mean, really ripe. Super ripe. And he got up, like, 15 times. Mm-hmm. Kept, like, just...
What is it with the not bathing for movie reviewers? What is the deal with that?
I don't know. There's a whole... There's something going on with that breed. So, anyway, we get there. And then the movie starts. And I'm all excited about it. And I'm excited for the first 15, 20 minutes. And I'm a little less excited. I'm like, okay, well, so... When is it going to start? And then... I think it's 3 hours long, or about. Mm-hmm. And then they were changing the reel between, so it was a 10-minute break twice during the movie. And at the second 10-minute break, I'm like, you know what? I hate to say it. I'm going to leave.
I don't believe it. I can't believe
that it's... I got to sit and watch it in the comfort of my own home.
And can I just say for the record, every now and then you hear someone say, oh, a dermatologist said you don't have to wash your skin. It's bad for your skin. No, you know what's good? Is to smell good. You'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
I feel good when I've washed. I know that Sarah can come over here and she won't smell my armpit from a foot away as she gets closer to look at whatever. Wash yourself.
That's considerate of you because we are in a small room together all morning.
Wash yourself and stop believing and this weird hype that you can go without washing. No, just wash.
Yeah, don't You'll use feel that good as about an excuse. It. And also, wash your clothes. Big. That's a big one. The stank that's on those doesn't, like, dry out and fly away. They need to be laundered.
The comfort I find in knowing I've washed and anyone can walk anywhere near me and not be offended.
My only thing is that I've been drinking coffee all morning. I try to not talk in anybody's face because I don't want to bump. You come smell my armpit right now, but I'm not going to get in your face and... Breathe my coffee out. No,
thanks.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, you said go smell your armpit.
Come on over, baby. I was talking to you.
Oh, you want me to? All right.
You're the smell police.
Yeah, you're the smell police. Just stick your nose right in my armpit.
Oh, you got long sleeves.
You can get in there. Come on.
Damn. He's all up in there.
He is. He loves it.
You don't have a scented? How do you not?
No, I use unscented Ban.
You unscented use unscented?
Band. That's What is that?
Ban Roland?
The aluminum stuff?
Yeah, that's the aluminum stuff. That's the stuff that works.
Use unscented?
Unscented Ban Roland.
There's not even a hint of anything there.
Can't even smell the... Oh, yeah, the clothes don't even smell like anything.
No. Weird.
I use Tide on the clothes. You'd think it'd have a smell.
Yeah.
I'm neutral.
Yeah, no, they just...
I'm a Roman neutral.
No, your shampoo is strong, though.
Yeah, usually I can smell
like
your hair.
It smells good.
But that was really weird. Nothing.
You want to smell the other one?
Yeah.
He's really coming. All right, come to the other
side. It's crazy how deep his nose gets into your armpits. It's like...
He really goes in.
Where's my phone? I gotta capture this.
No,
my God, I would have just jumped out of my own pants. I would have...
If what?
If someone touched my armpit there, I would have freaked out.
Well, you weren't going like...
No, but I'm just... Would that get you?
Oh, yeah. I can't have my armpits touched.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it weird how you can't tickle yourself? I've always found that so strange. Like, if someone went like this to my armpit, I'd freaking die. But I can do it.
You know what I do to my kid? I just show her this.
Oh.
She knows where it's going. It's going in the armpit.
Oh.
I show her my finger. You want this? No!
She doesn't want to be tickled?
She doesn't want to be tickled.
It's
not like
torture,
that.
But my kids just want to be... Well, not now. They don't.
But they used to want to be tickled.
They had safe words. So that I would stop when they said... I think it was light, flashlight, and
boat. I
thought
it was queef.
No, it wasn't queef. That's our safe word.
Oh.
God, Vinny. Anyway, back to Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, right.
Because there was a stinky... What is it?
Cerebellum predicts the sensation, and this prediction is used to cancel the response of other brain areas to the tickle. Your cerebellum's like, yo, you're going to tickle yourself, so it cancels it out because you're planning on it.
Who's this cerebellum chick? That's funny. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something because no one could touch me like this. I'd be dying if you did this to me. I'd die. I can't even look at your finger right now. Don't hold that finger up. That's a threat. It's torture being tickled.
Yeah, I agree.
Quentin Tarantino.
Right.
Is refusing to recut Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to appease the Chinese censors, which means the movie will not play there.
Good.
In other words, he gave up real cash money to retain his integrity. That's how you do it, NBA. It's not exactly clear what happened, but the rumor is that Bruce Lee, that his daughter is still upset about the way that Tarantino plays him as a jerk. Like a self-centered, like a narcissistic douche. Yeah. And it's actually a great scene. See? There's a great scene in the movie. It's really long, though.
I don't like
it's a
that
great
scene.
He started to get really mad because he loves Bruce Lee so much.
I do.
So Bruce Lee's daughter appealed to the Chinese Film Board. They said, you got to do something about that. And he said, I'm not doing anything about that. That's in the movie. So they don't want the movie. One source is saying, no, it was just the violence. There's just too much violence in that movie.
Is there a lot of violence?
Yeah, there's a lot of violence.
But like too much as compared to any other movie that's put out?
I can't remember any of the violence. There's the one.
God, John Wick 3 is the most violent thing you've ever seen.
Does that play in China? It must.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, so I don't believe it. It's Bruce Lee for sure. Mm-hmm. Like he's a, you know, Chinese superhero. They were like, no, you can't be. Brad Pitt can't. No. That's not.
I can't see it being more violent than John Wick. Like, John Wicks are so. He shoots a guy, and then he comes up and right on the screen shoots him in the head, and you see the splat.
Oh, boy.
And that's just one of 35 people he kills in that scene.
Mm. Oh, and just in that scene.
Just in that scene, right?
It's incredible, yeah.
He's a killer machine.
Like, knives to the head. Like, how do you even get through the skull?
Well, it's a movie, you know? He's very strong.
No, he hammers them. You can't believe what he's doing.
You've seen the third one?
Oh, I've seen them all. I love them.
They're making the fourth.
But they're like cartoon violence.
Although, didn't we hear that the fourth one is going to be based on some other assassin, some chick assassin?
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Will he be in it? I mean, it's supposed to be
No, I think
John
that
Wick
must
universe.
Be a spinoff.
Oh, right.
But there's definitely a whole Wick murder universe.
Felicity Huffman is in Dublin. She's in Dublin. Yep, that's where Felicity Huffman is.
Our jail's famous now. Yep. Great.
Felicity Huffman reported to the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California, this past Tuesday to serve her 13-day sentence.
Do you feel bad for her at all?
I don't. 13 days. Do you feel bad for her?
A little bit.
Yeah, why?
I think that she, while she may have done something that she shouldn't have, I think she, like any parent, just wanted to do the best possible thing for her kid mm-hmm. and had the means to.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to.
Yeah.
I don't mean that she should get away with it or that I want to do it or that, you know.
But she's just a lady who tried to do something that she had the means to do.
Who doesn't take advantage of their position
Absolutely.
In any. I mean, do we want good seats at some concert? You bet your ass we do.
Yeah, right. Hey, promotions. Hey, Jane.
You know what I mean?
Help me out over here. Absolutely. You know, but it's been pointed out that it's wrong.
I understand that. And I'm not saying she should be let free. I'm just saying I understand what the drive to do something for your kid.
Good news for Dublin. The paparazzi are hanging out there.
Oh, super
And they managed to get a photo. Here she is in her green jumpsuit. It's a green prison jumpsuit. She wears it while she looks good. And it makes her look thin. Oh, my God. That's so loud.
Are these prison-issued shoes, or does she get to bring her own?
I don't know. Or are they just sneakers?
They look like running shoes.
So she was photographed for the first time. The paparazzi got a shot. It's fantastic. She looks, you know, she looks like a lady who's in jail. She has a frown on.
Yeah.
No makeup, ball cap.
Yeah. 56-year-old Felicity Huffman was seen Saturday wearing the green prison jumpsuit at the Federal Correctional Institution.
Is that a yoga mat in her hand?
Is it? Oh, my God.
Just kidding. I mean, I don't think they do anything there, right? I mean, didn't you read the stuff that it's pretty...
It's cozy.
It's pretty relaxing.
It's just like, you know, you take your time, you get through the day. People is confirming that William H. Macy visited the low-security correctional institution for female offenders.
Thank God those two kids worked it out.
I know.
I was afraid that he'd leave her.
Their daughter, Georgia, was with them. Georgia is only 17. I don't believe she's the one who was part of the... 17, I think you're still in high school. Mm. The family, which also includes the daughter Sophia, who I think is the one in question, who's 19. They were allowed to visit on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So she had a little visit.
Okay.
I wonder if she was happy to see them. Or if it's embarrassing.
I know if it was me, I'd say, you guys, I'll just see you when I get done with this.
Yeah. She's doing 13 days, and then she's going to, looks like she's going to pay a $30,000 fine, and she's got 250 hours of community service and a year of supervised release.
Wow, that's a lot of hours.
It's a lot.
She says she's ready to pay her societal debts. She's embarrassed and ready to get this behind her, says a source. Mm. She wants to serve her time and move forward.
Well, let's not find a way to cheat on our community service, Felicity.
Yeah, that's that would not be a good
look.
Don't
hire someone to do it for you.
No, and don't teach acting as a way of teaching or paying your debt to society. That won't work.
Let's see here. Gemini Man is Ang Lee's new movie, the one with Will Smith playing two roles, himself young and himself old.
Did the boys say something about that or not? I can't remember.
They did. They mentioned it.
I don't even remember.
They are saying that it's a total bust.
Well,
that they paid a ton of money to get this thing made, and so far it's made worldwide about $100 million, which sounds like a lot, but when you think
what they paid to make it.
What they paid to make it. In fact, they said that they thought it would make up ground when it opened in China, but instead it only made $21 million, coming in behind Maleficent, which was a surprise upset. So it made, let's see, $20 million here over the October 11th to 13th weekend. Big losses.
It's 11:25.
Some heads are going to roll. 11 p.m. tonight. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock tonight.
It's almost midnight.
Thank you. You sure about that?
Positive.
And speaking of movies, Arnold Schwarzenegger says that when we first meet his character in Terminator Dark Fate, he's got a new job. The new Terminator movie, Terminator Dark Fate, is out November 1st. And so when you first run into the Terminator, he was at...
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I think this one picks up where Terminator 2 left off. Because didn't they sort of shoved to the side some of the future Terminator movies. So he was asked about his character and what he's up to now. He says Terminator's been, kind of around. He's been terminating things. He's now living that time with human beings that he has actually acquired some human behaviors in order to infiltrate, in order to be like, to blend in. I'm a drapery salesman. So that's what his job is.
Oh.
You go into this drapery place. Mm-hmm. And there's Arnold, and I'll sell you some beautiful draperies.
That's weird.
I like it.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. You go and check it out. Of course he's a drapery salesman. What else would he be?
Brand. Welcome back.
I know. Actually, it's so funny because he's been pulling out all the classics. Demi Lovato. Somebody hacked her Snapchat account and put her nudes on her Snapchat account.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Demi Lovato nude?
I didn't see it, but she took it down. But I'm sure people screenshotted that.
Oh, I'm sure they're everywhere, right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So Demi Lovato says her Snapchat was targeted by hackers who released intimate nude photos of her on her own account.
Is she okay?
I don't know. I mean, she's certainly had periods where she's not okay. It's not okay. So,
she's naked everywhere.
I thought that currently she was. Oh, let me see. Let's see what we got here. Are these from her? People capturing these off of hers? Oh, boy. That's her butt. Well, she looks good in those, huh? Mm. Damn.
Oh, that's for sure one of them.
Yep, that's a good shot. Anyway, those are all up on her Snapchat account, apparently.
Wow, that sucks.
I know, it totally sucks. They say her team was quick to take action and remove the nudes, which the hackers advertised on her Snapchat account. So they basically put up the thing and then put a little advertisement. Click here to see more.
Mm.
You can go over to there. It's called Discord. Is that like a thing that advertises on there? I don't really know how Snapchat works.
It's so weird. I remember when the first phone added a camera, and I remember thinking, why in the hell would you put a camera on a phone? Like, the two thing, what?
Turns out that's the whole reason for it.
It's just become not only the norm, but they're pushing the envelope on what
too bad
quality.
Too bad for camera makers. I mean, like, the film industry's gone away. I mean, as far as actual physical rolls of film that you would put in a camera, those went away. Now, actual camera. Like, I've already got a camera. What do I want to carry a camera around for? And my camera's pretty freaking good. Boy, the iPhones just, well, all the smartphones, just killing so many industries. It's coming up in the news, Ben.
I have a story that includes our Michael Franti.
Oh, is that
and
so?
A football coach and Ooh. A school shooting and more after.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show live every morning and then throughout the day. It loops all day long. Watch it live when we're here and watch the loop the rest of the day. Catch the whole thing. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That's a direct link to the Looking Glass. Vaughn's in there. Alex is training in there today. Working hard in there to put on a good show for you. Be a looker. Go to radioalice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Oh.
Do you want to know how you can make a difference every day for our planet? You got it. Eat organic. Eat at The Organic Coup.
Nice. And thanks
Yummy.
For they're bringing breakfast to our Winchester Mystery House Halloween show.
So come and have some breakfast and save the planet.
Try it out.
You're going to love it.
So good.
Right. Here's what's happening. The Niners won and are 6-0, everyone. 6-0!
It's unreal. When's the last time the Niners were 6-0?
I don't know. I sure don't know. I don't know. I could look, but I don't have time. I have a lot of stories to do. Oh, also the Raiders lost in Green Bay.
Oh.
Well, they're moving anyway, right?
Right. Those guys.
So one of the stories I wanted to do was, I don't know if you'd heard about the, in New Orleans, the Hard Rock Hotel that the construction site that collapsed.
No.
Okay, so they're...
Yeah, it's gnarly.
It is really gnarly.
Where is this
and
in
I know
New Orleans?
This is in New Orleans. So we have so much construction going on around us at all times. Mm-hmm. You take it for granted that these giant cranes...
Know what they're doing.
Put right up.
Yep.
They tower above us, and they're lifting heavy things, and you're just like, doo-doo-doo. Yeah, I'm
that
walking
seems
underneath
fine.
It. Whatever. Anyway, so apparently, let me find the right spot. A little more than a week ago, October 12th, the Hard Rock Hotel that was under construction near the historic French Quarter partially collapsed. Three workers died that day when several floors of the multi-story building just pancaked.
Oh my God, why?
The cranes around that building... One, 270 feet high, and the other 300 feet high, weighing thousands of tons, were badly damaged in the collapse and had been tilting dangerously for this whole week. Yesterday, they exploded them and brought them down. I'm going to show you the picture. But this is the kind of thing that you normally...
So you're saying they were damaged when it fell.
They were damaged when the building fell, and they had
oh
to
my
blow
God.
Them up. And bring them down on the street.
So were they taking that whole thing down and starting from scratch? Like they were obviously
so.
Using bad construction
no,
methods?
No, I don't think that that's the case. I do think that they are going to, you know,
what
have
the hell?
To...
Seems like they should.
Uh-huh.
Take a close look at things.
Have a video if you want
oh,
to see
Oh, yeah, let's take a look at this. All right.
Here it is.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so it brings
now,
them
oh,
down.
Look, that one's falling off onto the street. Look out!
It does. It hits the street.
Oh, my God!
But they... The way they were leaning, people were, you know, really yeah. worried how they were going to fall.
So they couldn't remove them because they were damaged, and so they had to explode them?
They
it's
had
such
to
a
explode
strange
them
thing.
To bring them down because there was no safe way to... I can't even believe... I don't even know, understand.
Yeah.
You never see them being built. So it seems like one minute they're not there, and the next minute you're like, hey!
Yeah.
That tall thing's there.
Right.
Like, how about...
Yeah,
they just,
you really don't ever see the day that they're putting them up.
Well, they build them, right? Mm,
I guess so. I assume so.
Is that how it works?
I've
never seen...
That's what I'm saying.
Them, but... in travel, you know, like I'm not riding down the
I
freeway.
I think they're in sections, right?
Are you talking about the cranes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They build
sections.
Them.
They build,
they build them.
Them
as they build the structure.
They wow. make them as high as
they
go,
need
to go.
Yeah, one level at a time or a few levels at a time.
Wow, that's
damn.
Interesting.
So the people who build them must have to like crawl way out on them and... Ooh. To put them all together. Yeah.
Oh, you can't be scared of heights to take
no,
that gig.
No, no. It's got to be a special kind of
Don't we have
sack.
One or two outside our window right
yes,
now?
Yes,
we do.
They're building,
yeah.
they're filling in all the spaces around us down here off of Battery.
That view where I take the picture of the sunrise every morning, that's apparently going to be a wall of yeah. building.
Windows.
A wall of walls.
This next story has a couple layers, so
right.
bear with me.
So we need to relax into this one.
Relax into this one. It stars Michael Franti, among other people.
Oh.
There was almost a school shooting in Oregon in May, but a football coach stopped it. Now we're getting to see the security footage, and it's going viral. Mm-hmm. And I first saw the security footage on Michael Fronte's Instagram.
I hadn't even heard about this.
Keenan Lowe was a wide receiver at the University of Oregon from 2011 to 2014. So he's a young dude. Now he coaches football and track at Park Rose High School in Portland. Back on May 17th, so not even summer yet, a student named Angel Granados Diaz walked into class with a loaded shotgun. It turned out he has mental health issues and was depressed after a breakup with a girlfriend. Keenan had just walked in seconds earlier and was able to grab the gun, wrestle it away from this boy, Angel, hand it to another teacher, and get the kid out into the hallway so no one was hurt. Superhero.
Right. But like, he sees it and he does what he has to do.
And he acts, right? So he stops the gunfire. So then here's what's on Michael Fronte's page, if I could. And by the way, this video is showing there as well.
Yeah, it's right on his Instagram.
At our Eugene show earlier this summer, I had the great honor of meeting Keenan Lowe, a high school football coach and teacher who had just disarmed a student who had brought a shotgun into his school. On May 7th, he saved many lives. I'd heard about him through a parent of a student who went to the school and was informed that he might be at my concert that night. So...
wow.
Fronte's already setting up a meet with this guy, and it turns out there's multiple meets. You need to go to Michael's Instagram and read the whole story. But this guy saved all those lives. Once he knew everyone was safe, he just hugged the kid. He kept hugging him for over a minute. You can see it on the video.
The kid's actually even backing away. He's just holding him to him.
They eventually sat down in the hallway and talked for almost 10 minutes until police got there. Keenan says... he could tell the kid was having some sort of breakdown and felt compassion for him in the moment. The kid ended up pleading guilty to several charges, and the judge sentenced him to 3 years of probation this month. Mm. He also has to continue getting treatment for mental health. But that coach saved who knows how many kids' lives.
Who knows how many, including that kid's.
The weird part of the story is when... I first started reading and I'm like, Mace, have so many of these happened that I didn't even know that one? But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen, and that's why we don't know about it. Mm.
It didn't happen, and so it's only coming out now because we're seeing the footage get released out onto the internet.
The kid is brave. The coach, I'm going to call him a kid.
Keenan Lowe is his name. Hero. Saved lives.
Mm-hmm.
And saved this kid's life because this kid has a chance now to
put it together,
live a life,
right,
and not
well. A
go
lot
to
of
jail
times,
forever.
These shooters take themselves out in the process.
I was reading a story, not to get off of that, because I'm super stoked for Keenan Lowe, and it's when you read about Michael Fronte's interaction with the guy, it's a neat story. I was reading about how a parent is being brought up on charges. I want to say it's in Tennessee, but a mom who had guns in the house, who knew the kid could access the guns, is being brought up on charges. And the story's about how a lot of these school shooters are getting the guns from their parents.
Yeah.
So why aren't we seeing more of that? So it's one of the first cases where the mother is being brought up on charges.
Well, you know, it makes sense that the person who owns the gun is the person who's responsible for the gun and responsible for keeping it out
especially
of the hands of anyone else.
If you know your kid is having trouble.
Right. Lock the things up at the or get rid of them.
Get
How
rid
about
of
that?
Them, right.
Don't I have
think,
those around.
I think there's video in this case, there's video of the kid breaking in to steal the guns.
Mm.
Like he Facebook Live did or something like that.
He did?
He did. He took some kind of video of him
That's
breaking
a new
in
thing
the...
now. It's gross.
So she's being, now she's up on charges.
Good.
I'll find the story and do it for you. I didn't plan on doing that. One more. How much time? Oh, I got a bunch of time.
You have tons of time.
A Florida man was arrested last week in the 2018 beating death of a peeping Tom who he caught watching him and his girlfriend do it.
Oh. He beat him to death. So he saw the guy doing it and he
Victor
runs
Victory,
outside?
Victor, 30, was taken into custody Thursday on manslaughter charges and the killing of this guy, Asad Akar, Acar. Excuse me. The documents say Vickery and his girlfriend, Samantha, were in bed at the time in her Fort Lauderdale home on the night of July 2nd when they heard a noise in the window. Vickery ran outside naked and found Acar with his man area out.
Ugh.
He'd been watching them through the window and romancing himself. When officers arrived at the home on the night of the incident, they say they found Vickery. That's the guy who was having the sex. Mm-hmm. Vickery was covered in blood and icing his foot. He told officers it was swollen from kicking this guy in the head.
Oh, Jesus.
This dude said he chased the man down and held him until police arrived and added that this guy had been looking in her window before, but police hadn't gotten there in time to arrest him.
Oh, so he was always watching this girl.
The officer investigating the case wrote that he found evidence confirming this guy's history of peeping at different addresses in the neighborhood. Mm. He had a history of arrest for the crime. He was taken to a local hospital but died overnight. Mm. So, do you press charges on the guy who'd been peeped and ran out? And
these are hard ones, you know. Probably he didn't intend to kill him, but he went. And, you know, especially if it's a safety thing, like not just that he was watching them have sex, but that this has happened to this girlfriend of his before. I don't know about that. I mean, manslaughter is an accidental killing, right? It's you weren't planning it.
Yeah, but
still
you...
consequences. I don't know. Do you bring charges up? I don't know.
I have I have mixed emotions about this. On one hand, I think that what that guy's doing, the invasion of privacy and the repeated invasion of privacy, does bring about extreme anger in someone, especially the victim or the boyfriend of a victim. So I could see why that dude ran out and tried to...
Right. Stop that.
Get justice. I can also see how you would be mad enough to
overdo it.
Well, that's how that happens. Right. I mean, one of the problems with fighting among grown men is sometimes a person gets extremely hurt because maybe it's not even they got hit and then hit
their
head.
They fell and hit their head. Exactly. That happens a lot.
So, you know, I mean, do you really want to have this fight and find yourself possibly going to jail because they cut line,
right?
Or they stepped on your toe in a bar?
Well, hopefully you can control your anger in a situation like that. But sometimes it's like I get that this isn't a crime of passion, but in a way it kind of
is. He was naked,
right?
The dude who killed the other dude was naked. He ran out of the house naked.
Crazy. Why was the guy still there? Like, don't you see?
No,
you watching?
No, he chased him down the street.
Oh, okay.
No, he had to chase him down the street naked.
Naked.
And he still had his wiener out, the other guy?
The other guy must have...
I'm running for it. I don't have time to put that away.
Oh,
that charge is out.
Boy, I didn't know that...
It's a good one. Solid word.
Me and my friends have been using that forever.
It's the first time in 25 years of knowing you I've heard chaunch.
Huh.
Love it.
All right. pizza roulette. You want to play?
Sure, I'm in.
You get a pizza and put a ghost pepper extract on one slice. Then everybody grabs a piece and eats it. Most of you are going to be fine. One of you is going to get the ghost pepper juice on it.
I don't want to play that. I don't want you to get the ghost pepper, and I definitely don't want me to get it.
Ghost peppers are so hot, you will probably actually cry. Physically tear up crying.
Yeah, no thanks. Those should be illegal. Ghost peppers. Stop it.
All right.
Why do people want that?
Oh,
all right, great.
It.
You know what? Let's have a woman do it.
All right. That sounds good.
I'll do it.
This is fun. One of the worst things when you have feelings for someone is when they make it clear that you are their friend. Has that ever happened to you?
Sure.
It has?
Hasn't it? Hasn't it happened to everyone? Like you have a crush
on someone. I feel
like
you boned all your friends.
Yeah, but early on, you know, you like someone and they're just... They're just your friend. And I've certainly friend-zoned plenty of people.
According to a new survey, 59% of people say, yeah, Someone's put them in the friend zone when they had strong feelings for them otherwise.
Yep. And it's funny, too, because sometimes you're friends with someone, and deep down, you're not friends with them. Like, you are into them, and you've had a couple drinks. And you're just, I'm going to admit something to you right now. I know I shouldn't do it, but I'll tell you something right now. Don't tell me. Please don't tell me. No, I got to say, don't. I'm telling you not to tell me. Please don't tell me.
I'm going to just. Why did you just make that noise?
Because it's just an uncomfortable situation.
It is.
So
you know,
had
you feel
a lot
it coming.
Of friends. Yeah.
I feel it coming.
Come through to you and be like, that's it. I love you.
I feel it coming, yeah. Baby.
I mean, not a lot.
I love
more
you too, as a friend.
Yeah, a friend.
Like a brother.
Yeah, that's what you got to say,
but
too.
But then it's like you
please.
Feel bad because...
Your brother...
Stop it.
It's like you can't hang out with them anymore.
Right. No, because they have now told you. Like, you already knew.
And you don't want to encourage it.
Right.
You already knew, see?
A lot of times you do already know, but as long as they keep it in... But then they start to do it, and you go, oh, no, don't do it. Don't. Please don't. Just don't say it. Do not say it.
Yeah.
If you say it, we're done seeing each other.
So you've actually done that?
I haven't said if you say it. But I've been thinking it. If you say it,
but you
we're
pull
done.
Back.
You do. I can't hang out with you anymore. I know you want to do me.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Back in the day, Crosby, Stills, and Nash put out Ohio just weeks after Kent State incident.
Turn that around quick.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. So it's happened in the history of the world,
sure.
But what appears to be happening now is these...
24 hours later, there's a new hit song on the radio.
I mean, that was a major news incident, not a boyfriend-girlfriend breakup.
Right.
So I could see why they needed to get at, you know... Turn that one around.
Four dead in Ohio. Four dead. God, they're so good.
Neil Young wrote Ohio after seeing the news the night of the Kent State massacre. If memory serves, he recorded and released it the next day. It was definitely on the radio very soon after. Also, Tom Petty released the ill-advised Peace in L.A. while Rodney King riots were still going on.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
I don't even remember that song, yeah. If you'd play this, I wouldn't even... I feel like that's a guy doing a Tom Petty impersonation. I can tell that's a quick turnaround. It's terrible.
Here's the chorus. Hold up.
Well, I'm not surprised that wasn't a hit.
Right.
Terrible.
Watching the looking glass, look at Sarah's new bling.
Got a new ring.
Hey, let me see that.
I got it here. I got it for my 30th anniversary of dating John, August of 1989. And we finally got it sized. I got it back from the jeweler.
Private.
It's a ruby.
It's a ruby.
I'm a Kardashian.
A basketball, everyone.
It's. I mean, I think it's only like a carrot.
That's huge.
It is.
Isn't it?
I don't know, just a carrot.
How do you like it?
I love it. I really like it. It's super unique. Like it's a ruby, but it has like tiny little emeralds and like a vine on the side. It's neat. I love it. I was like, holy crap, John. I guess you do know me after 30 years. It's really pretty. Yeah. I tell him I wanted something, but I didn't want a diamond.
Oh, you said I would like a ring for our 30 years of dating.
Well, we were talking about it. I go, you should
make that happen.
You should get me something. I sent him a few links for some stuff. I like.
Oh, you did?
Pick around here. See which one you like.
Oh,
yeah, pretty. I like it so much.
I'm surprised that you... Sparkly. You don't seem like a jewelry person.
I'm not really a jewelry person, but I don't wear the engagement ring. And I don't know. I saw a few things I liked and saved them on my Pinterest page.
So he doesn't really know you that well. You gave him a bunch of ideas.
I did give him some ideas.
Okay, well then that's sort of...
But I wouldn't have picked this one necessarily, and he picked it, and I really like it.
All right.
Very pretty.
More texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.